Free Talk Live. It's your show. It is your program. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we launch into hour number three of this, the live edition of the show, though we're live six nights a week. We're live in person. We are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2008. And I think we just had a Porkfest first a few moments ago. For those of you just tuning in, you missed it. Whitney, who is brand new to the Free State Project, she signed up back in February, was sitting here, sitting across from you, Mark, and she made you a deal. A deal you couldn't refuse. Actually, you actually offered the deal, and it was actually, from my understanding, her intention to offer you that deal if you didn't come up with it.
If I hadn't suggested something like that, I believe that I would have been lynched by all the guys around.
Well, it was her intention to just throw that out there if you didn't. And she planned all this in advance, as I understand it. And what she did was she came up here and sat down and offered a little trade. To where if you took your shirt off, which is something that the listeners of Free Talk Live have been waiting for, they've been asking for years at this point, because you're such a manly man.
Yeah, that's me.
And she said she would take her shirt off, and there's nothing on underneath her shirt.
No, there wasn't.
If you took yours off. You did. She took hers off. A lot of people were very excited about it. And there's video evidence of it, and it's my understanding that the video evidence will be available at some point online, though we may restrict the actual uncensored footage to amplifiers only. That's something that's being thrown around right now. So
it's worth seeing.
Yeah, if you weren't here at Porkfest, if you're an amplifier, you will get to see this footage, definitely. The rest of you, you'll probably see a censored version, which will be pretty good, because she's an attractive lady, and whether or not you can see the nipples, then, she's still nice to look at.
So
she says she likes, she's a nudist, and this is the kind of civil disobedience that's right up her alley, so I'm hoping that we will see more of such things in the future. In fact, when we were told about this, or Mark didn't know in advance, but I did, and so when we found out what was going on, we were discussing the issue of having civil disobedience from a female topless perspective, because it just doesn't make sense. That men can go topless, but ladies cannot. What's the deal?
Men are far less interesting topless.
Are we created equal or not? So it certainly seems like an obvious issue where ladies should be able to go topless if they so choose, and it should end there. And it's going to result, I'm sure, in some interesting civil disobedience in the future. Here was one aspect that I thought was interesting, and Michael Hampton is joining us here from HomelandStupidity.us. I'd like to get your thoughts on all this. Here's an idea. Julia, my girlfriend, has also expressed an interest in being involved in a civil disobedience of this sort. And apparently one of her friends, I'm not going to name names because people know who she is, but one of her friends is 17. And she is also interested in topless civil disobedience. What would happen if you got a 17-year-old female, 17 years old, 364 days, 17 and 364 days, the day before her 18th birthday, if you were to have a civil disobedience involving topless women and a 17-year-old, 364-day-old female was to take her top off, what would happen in that instance? Is that child porn in person? If someone takes a photo, will they go to prison?
Technically, I suppose they could. I honestly don't know if... because that technically actually is a federal crime. So you could get the U.S. Marshals banging down your door.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would actually bother, but...
I would hope not. It would certainly be an interesting instance of civil disobedience.
Well, it was happening in downtown Brattleboro there. They were having,
that's a good
naked
point.
Teenagers.
Yeah, that's
out there.
A great point. They had teens that were like 15 and 16 getting naked, the full naked.
It's not against
the
law.
Were they taking pictures?
I don't believe photos were taken that I know
of.
No,
I were told, was told about.
But yeah, you're right. Wouldn't that be poor child pornography, at least by the definition that the federal government puts on it? because we've seen people who've had their 3-year-olds in their bathtub taking photos of that, took the roll of film down to the development center, and then they get snitched out by the developers to the cops. The cops arrest them and charge them with child porn.
That's bizarre.
Even though there was no actual sexual activity going on, and it would seem to me that there's a big difference between a naked person and someone who's having sex.
Well, there is a difference, and the laws, the words on the magic pieces of paper that everyone thinks are special, the laws say that the pictures are supposed to have some kind of sexual element to them, like appeals to the prurient interest and has no redeeming literary...
artistic value.
Right, right. Something along those lines. I don't remember exactly, but...
Who could?
But if you just have a naked picture of someone doing civil disobedience... You might actually get away with it because it wouldn't meet that definition.
Mm. But then how do they bring those people up on charges for the 3-year-old in the bathtub?
That is just police abuse.
Yeah, it's awful when that happens. So I think it'd be an interesting aspect if you're going to do a topless civil disobedience to have, you know, someone underage and people taking photos, just because it'd be an interesting twist on things. So I think we'll see more of that happening here in the future. Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us here. Have you done any more blogging this weekend? I haven't had a chance to check.
I haven't done any more blogging this weekend. I've been too busy having fun here at Porkfest, seeing all the vendors they got set up today and seeing what they have to offer out here. Did check out one of the bands here this afternoon. I think their name was Double Shot. And they were pretty good, kind of a classic rock feel to them.
I heard a lot of covers coming from over there.
Yeah, they're cover bands. I hear they do have a few original songs, but mostly I did hear covers.
For a crowd like this, covers are the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are going to be more bands playing here tomorrow. Michael, you're going to be here throughout the weekend, right?
I will be here through Sunday.
Very cool. And what are you looking forward to tomorrow? Do you have anything planned? Do you know what's going on?
You know, I there's so much going on
really
that
is.
I literally have to get the schedule every day and look and see hour by hour pretty much what I'm going to be doing.
Well, I can tell you that let's just go over real quick. We haven't talked yet about what's coming up. We talked earlier about what has happened, and there's been a lot going on all week long, but Saturday is the big day, and there are a lot of neat things that people can do. This is a panel discussion that that keeps coming back. We made the move, and I think it keeps coming back because it's so important and so effective. By the way, we're being eaten alive by mosquitoes out here. I have to take care of
that. Is that what's happening?
Yes,
you for yourself. Seeing things flying around here.
So basically, what this panel discussion is going to do tomorrow morning is gather people together who have already moved to New Hampshire, people like us, the early movers, and they're going to share their stories, and they're going to take questions from people that are considering joining the Free State Project. And, they have those logistic questions about, well, what moving company do I hire, or what truck do I rent, or, you know, the details like that. What's it like?
Are there jobs there?
The jobs, all the questions that that you could want to ask someone who has that experience, that's going to be happening tomorrow morning. So if you're new to the Free State Project and Porcupine Freedom Festival, you should probably be at that We Made the Move panel. It's going to be pretty cool. And the stories from the movers are always really neat. And it's something that the Free State Project features on their website at freestateproject.org is a list of We Made the Move stories, where when someone moves in, they ask that new mover to, write a few paragraphs about their experience and what it was like. Michael, what was your experience like moving up here?
You know, my experience was very unusual since I came to the first Liberty Forum in the winter of 2007, and I don't recall if you guys were there or not. But
we were in the 2007 one, yeah.
Okay. It was a fun weekend and very busy. I saw Ron Paul twice that weekend, and this was before he had even officially announced. And by the end of the Liberty Forum, I knew I wanted to get here as soon as possible, so literally I put about 2/3 of my possessions on eBay, packed the rest into 5 boxes, which all went UPS, and then I came out here.
Wow. That's just awesome. I mean, the stories range from something just off the cuff like that, just blowing stuff out the door, getting packed up and coming here just by yourself, to someone like Brian Travis, who moved here recently from Colorado just a few weeks ago, who has to bring, he's got a family with a business and farm equipment. I mean, he's loaded up a truckload full of stuff. I think you missed, I guess, his unloading, but
yeah,
he'll be back because he's going for like 3 more trips to bring all kinds of stuff up here. So some people are really going through a lot of effort to get here, and I can understand why. When you come here to Porkfest and you meet these people, you want to be here as soon as possible. possible, and I think people should really consider it. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about them. Michael, as always, thanks for coming on the show. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and some of those features include updates. If you get signed up, we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. That is updates.freetalklive.com. anarchyinyourhead.com. Free Talk Live tonight is brought to you by anarchyinyourhead.com.
You know, there's a new comic up today. Every Friday they have one. And this week there's all kinds
of... bonus up this week, too.
There's all kinds of bonus content at anarchyinyourhead.com.
Well, Dale is here, the cartoonist from Anarchy in Your Head, and I haven't actually gone down to the vendor tent yet. I'm going to go through there tomorrow and see who's out there, but I know he's got a vendor table where you can actually go and have your, caricature. Okay. Caricature. You can have a caricature drawn of yourself, sort of in Anarchy in Your Head style. And so you can go to anarchyinyourhead.com and read some principled comic strips. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
All right, so we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. We're on the second of three shows that we'll be doing live, so there's plenty more coverage to come with tomorrow night's program. And there's just so much going on, so much to talk about, so many interesting people. I see Peter from Bureaucrash here standing in the background. We're going to try to pull him over here in a little bit. And but right now, let's talk to some more Free State Project members who happen to be hanging around. We have David with us. David, just sit as close to that mic as possible. And we are... That's okay, no problem. They're cutting our power, Mark, which is okay because we're on battery backup. So,
Oh, no problem.
Yes. Hopefully this will be completely transparent to our listeners. Anyway, David, you are a new mover as part of the Free State Project, and you've got kind of... Oops, let me turn your mic on. How about that? You've got kind of an interesting story behind how you ended up getting here. You were someone who found the Free State Project through Free Talk Live.
Right.
What's your story, if you don't
mind? Well, I don't know if I want to trace it forward or backward, but actually, you recently had a guest called Jack Thompson, and... basically, was following events that were happening with him and had received a link to his interview with Free Talk Live and, you know, liked what I heard in the interview for various reasons.
Did you hear the interview immediately? Because Jack Thompson was on and we kept that audio is out there.
It was just that audio link.
And how long after it was done did you hear it?
I think it was just a couple days
after.
It was
fresh? Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty fresh. I know it was the last interview. It was probably on Monday or Tuesday that I got the link.
Okay.
So one thing...
The interview would have been Sunday.
So one thing led to another, and now here you are in New Hampshire. How long was this process for you?
I think the interview was back in 2005.
Okay.
And I know when you were talking about the first 1,000, I ended up signing that, I think, at the beginning of December before the term ended on it. I think I was about halfway through, and then during the whole of December, people just started piling onto the first 1,000.
Yeah, they sure did.
So when did you move up? When did you actually get in-state?
I moved into a place in-state near named Little Minnesota, and that was about 9:30 p.m. Sunday, March 2nd.
This is one of the many Free State Project pork manors, where essentially free staters who got a little bit of capital willing to invest are coming up here and buying... places that have multiple rooms, for instance, or multifamily units, and they are renting them out at a very, you know, maybe a little
very
bit more affordable rate. But only to Free State Project members.
We actually have six people in the house right now.
Very cool.
And from what I understand, it was built specifically for this purpose. It wasn't just a house that was bought and converted for to be a pork manor. It was actually built.
So basically, you can go to porkmanor.com if you're interested in learning more about that.
Actually,
it's a neat little service.
Yeah, actually, if I can say it, the landlord of Little Minnesota is the guy who runs Pork Manor.
Ah, how coincidental. So here you are. You're in the state, relatively new mover, and so this is your first Pork Fest?
This is my first Pork Fest. My plan was to move up here to definitely be here for Pork Fest. Some things happened with my job, so I ended up moving a little bit sooner because it was now.
Hey, good deal.
Expeditious.
So how do you feel about all this? I mean, this has got to be a little overwhelming.
It's a little bit overwhelming in some ways. It's been a fun week. I've had some other things happen this week, but I've been out here every day, and there hasn't been a lot happening until the end of the Pork Fest. I'm hoping with further Pork Fest that'll actually change.
How do you feel about the people you've met this weekend?
Everybody's been friendly. Even people from out of state that might have never been to a Pork Fest before, they're just Free State Project participants. You know, I meet somebody and, you know, pet their dogs and...
Yep. You know, it's really funny that there's this guy, John, and he's a vocal member of the Free State Project. And what he often says to people is, welcome home.
Welcome home.
And don't you really feel that?
It really does. I do not want to go back to South Carolina.
I feel like I've got, in some ways closer relationships with people here than I do with some of my family.
Yeah. I don't think I've met a single person here that hadn't been open in any way, shape, or form.
David, I want to thank you for sitting in on the program tonight, and thank you, and congratulations on your early move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The number here for you, 800-259-9231. We go to Dave in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Oh, Dave with a noisy phone. Dave, are you still there?
Hello.
Hello, Dave. You're on the air. Hello? What's on your mind?
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sound like way covered up far away with a whole bunch of static.
I don't know how. That's probably something on the network end. You sound clear to us, so go ahead with
all
your
right,
point
okay.
of your question.
Hey, yeah, I think it's the pork fest does the porcupine damage, man. I don't like it. I always thought it was about spare ribs or something. You're talking about a porcupine, man. Those guys are cool. You should say Porcupine Festival.
Yeah, you're right. We have Porcupine Festival.
I'm sticking up for the porcupines, man.
And, I agree with you.
Because the Porcupine Festival is a Porcupine Festival. It's pork stuff, man. You know, you think of spare ribs or baby backs or something.
That's true. It is confusing, though I believe there is some barbecue available here at Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's not porcupines. Barbecued porcupines.
You got any porcupine quills, jewelry on you and stuff like that?
There's not a lot of porcupine actual product around here, but we do have a stuffed animal that Kayleen, one of our Shriners, likes to bring along. And
the show's mascot.
And you got to watch how you pick it up.
No,
you
got to
watch how you got to pick them porcupines up, man.
No, well, you would have to watch out if it was a real porcupine, but there are not any real porcupines, at least not in the near vicinity here. But by the way, if you ever want to see some good YouTube, go on and look at the video of the porcupine versus the lions. That's a fun one, just watching this porcupine scare off a whole pack of lions. And, of course,
Man, them lions don't like stuff stuck in their paws, man.
Nobody likes that.
You're sure right about that, Dave. Let me ask you a question
about what Michael Reagan did. Did you hear what he did?
Yeah, somebody called about that. I think it was last night that he's threatening to, like, he wants to execute the 9/11 truthers.
He's calling for the 9/11 truth guys that send,
Dave, we got to let you go, man. I don't know what happened there. Your phone's, like, crapping out. But, yeah, a caller, I think, called in last night to tell us about this, that they are threatening, these neocons are threatening the 9/11 truthers. Now, I'm no fan of the 9/11 truthers, but they certainly should be free to get out there and spread their viewpoint and their, you know, their information.
Yeah.
Should not be threatened with a gun to the back of the head.
No, what a silly... It's silly.
Well, it's sickness, and it really shows, you know, where these neoconservative guys are coming from. They don't like other ideas, and they're willing to put bullets in people that have different ideas from theirs. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest 2008. From beautiful Guilford, New Hampshire, the Gunstock Campgrounds, surrounded by literally hundreds of pro-freedom, liberty-oriented activists who are hanging out. They're around the campfire right now. The Circle of Liberty, as it is called, is going on. And it's just an incredible good time. Of course, the SACL CAI Fun Tent also available. Free drinks here at Porkfest this year. It just keeps getting better and better. And big thanks to Jason Osborne. We can't even get him away from the Fun Tent to come here and talk to us.
Yeah, the Fun Tent is fun.
What are you pointing at?
Well, I got to do this live read.
Oh, okay.
In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com and read Chapter 6.
All righty, here. Our number is 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone call. Stephen in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello. You know, I'm a Free State Project member, but not an early mover, so I'm quite jealous of you guys.
It's a lot of fun.
So much fun, yes. Up there. I'm sure it is. But anyway, I work in the oil drilling industry. Actually, here it's gas that we're drilling for here in Colorado, natural gas.
Okay.
And the state government is trying to make it very, very difficult for us, not realizing that, you know, what they're doing is nudging up the price of natural gas.
Of all energy, honestly.
Of all energy. But specifically, yeah. in this specific case, natural gas. But yeah, you're exactly right.
Right, but if natural gas goes up, and it has a tendency to drive up the other costs.
Right. Yes. Yes, indeed. But for example, they made us get rid of all of our work trucks. We had these work trucks. Well, they have an arbitrary number, 10,000 pounds. If a truck is more than 10,000 pounds, suddenly you have to follow all these DOT rules that would have made our, you know, it would have been prohibitive for our business. We would have had to keep logs. We couldn't work more than 10 hours a day, which we frequently, we routinely work 12 hours a day or more.
Mm-hmm.
Things like this. And so we had to get rid of all of our trucks that were big and get these little trucks that, you know, we can't carry as much tools. We're making more and more run trips back to the shop because we can't carry all the tools and all the parts we need in the smaller trucks.
Mm.
And so, you know, that just nudges up the price just a wee little bit, you know. I mean, it
sure.
might be just a few cents or whatever, but it nudges it up a bit. Another thing is that our people are on the rigs are housed in these temporary buildings. Well, they used to have really lax laws about the temporary buildings. Pretty much they would let us, the technicians, decide what size cable. You know, we're not going to put anything there that's going to burn it up. What size cable, what size breaker, et cetera. Well, now
right.
they're saying that we have to follow these certain guidelines. And so, you know, that's just a little bit more money that we have to spend to qualify.
Sure. And all of these costs are passed on to the consumer and the final product price.
Right, exactly. Well, now the really stunning thing, you just said, who are these conservative guys or something like that? And the really stunning thing is that I mentioned this today. One of my coworkers, now keep in mind, let's make sure we have everything straight here. He is he does work in the gas industry, in the energy industry. He said, oh, yeah, well, that doesn't nudge the price up. What nudges the prices up is basically he went on to regale me with the story of men in a room someplace tweaking the price, you know, a nickel here, a quarter there.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what people really believe, is that somehow the commodities brokers are who's driving up the cost of oil. And certainly
insane.
Speculation does have plays a small role, but not mm-hmm. nearly what it does, what state regulations and federal regulations do.
Right.
You know, that's
yeah.
all that stuff's really what, you know, makes energy cost so much more.
Right. Well, and I wondered, and you guys asked the question, you know, who are these neocons? Who, what kind of people are they? And I just wonder, what kind of people are they? This guy, he's a neoconservative, diehard Republican. He's voting for McCain, even though he, quote unquote, you know, he says he doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's for some gun control, as I've told you in a previous call. He thinks there's a
gas
price conspiracy. I think that he thinks that being a conservative, being a Republican, means that you hate gays, you hate atheists, and you're for the war. I think that's what
maybe
he thinks
so.
It means. I mean, talking
there's certainly
to him for
no principle.
Half,
I mean, there's certainly no principle for them to follow, so they can make up whatever craziness they want to.
Yeah, they're just empty vessels. They're just Republicans. You put into, you know, whatever's like Richard Mayberry says. I don't know if you are familiar with his work. He's an author. Like he says, you know, they're. There's no principle behind these guys at all. It's the difference between civil law and natural law. Civil law is you make it up as you go. Whatever the Fuhrer wants, that's what the Fuhrer gets.
Yeah. You know, I saw a bumper sticker today, and I want to thank you for your call tonight, Stephen. I appreciate it.
Sure.
That ties into this. The bumper sticker said, it said border patrol, not gun control. And I just thought to myself, dude, you just don't get it, do you? I mean, it was a bumper sticker I saw here at the gun stock. I don't know if that means it was someone attending Porcupine Freedom Festival. Sometimes there are some people that are new to the Liberty Movement that come here to see what's going on.
But
it's like, you don't get it. You think that you can control the border? They can't control guns. That you can't control the border either. Don't
they
you understand?
They can't keep drugs
control.
Out of their own prisons.
It's the control that's the problem. It's trying to tell people how to live their lives. That's the issue.
The more they crack down, the more it's going to squeeze through their fingers.
Right. They just don't get it. Let's go to a special guest sitting here with us on the third microphone. It is a former Representative Dick Marple. And you're someone who's called the program in the past. And welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I'm here specifically representing the Fully Informed Jury Association.
Oh, excellent. Lexicat. We love that.
I have been associated with them for a few years, and it's been one of my passions to attempt to raise the consciousness of the average individual that you are the ultimate judge and jury of all action that goes on in our courts. And I'd like to talk about it, if I may, just for a moment. But
yeah.
I know there's something else that you want to get to. So, but let me go on with that, because New Hampshire has a very unique constitution. Our Bill of Rights with 39 articles has Article 8, which is an extremely important right reserved by the people, for the people, before the government was created. And this right, which is enumerated in Article 8, simply says, quote, all power residing in and being derived from the people, all of the offices and magistrates of government are their substitutes and agents and at all times accountable to them, period. That's it verbatim. I mean, that's pretty potent, because government only has a derivative power that comes from the people. Now, the people have the right to contract away their rights. Why? Because, again, the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10 says no state shall, and if it make anything but gold and silver coin, a tender in payment of debt, that's very important. But more particularly, it says no state can impair the obligation of a contract. So without a contract, you have no force or effect. People unwittingly enter into a contract with corporate government. You say, what do you mean corporate government? Well, unfortunately, that's what has usurped our constitutional government. The final nail in our coffin of constitutional government was back in 1933 when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who many believe should have been executed for treason, not only took the law, which was in gold, substance, the money of the nation, and forced the people to turn their gold into corporate government, which was a private corporation known as the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve banks are private corporations. They have nothing to do with our government. They control our money supply, and you can see what it is today with gasoline is over 4 FRNs. I don't call them dollars. I call them FRNs. That's
now,
what they are.
Now, you came here apparently to talk about opting out of this
corporate government. That's exactly what we're going to address.
We'll cover that here in moments, okay?
Hang on. Sounds good.
More with Dick Marple, former representative here in the great state of New Hampshire at this beautiful Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. An amazing group of people here. More coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Maybe enough time for your call at this point. We are live from the 2008 Porcupine Freedom Festival here in Gunstock. It's a campground located in Guilford, New Hampshire, surrounded by hundreds of pro-freedom liberty activists having a great time libating with one another, socializing. Many of them are standing around the Circle of Liberty at the fire right now, and, of course, the Sickle CAI fun tent going on here all weekend long, where, of course, I plan on retiring to after the show's over. There's still a few more moments, again, enough time for you at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And joining us still here, Dick Marple, former representative here in the state of New Hampshire. Dick, you know a lot about this whole corporate governance thing, and you had said a moment ago that in the 30s, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt stole the gold from every American, that they were somehow opting into the system, some sort of corporate system, or what was going on there?
There's no question about it. I mean, I thank you for using the word American, because that's what we all are. We're Americans. And if you notice in the Constitution, the word citizen is capitalized in the Constitution. However, starting in the amendments to the Constitution, particularly the 14th Amendment, mm-hmm. you will see that the word citizen is a lowercase c. Mm. Now, that's the reason for that, because it is subject to the jurisdiction if you read Article 14. Now, Article 14 actually was not a lawful. Notice I use
the
word lawful.
This is the U.S. Constitution.
That's correct. Not a lawful. It was a legal one. Yeah, it was legal because it was necessary to give citizenship to those of color who were formerly slaves. And the only type of citizenship they could give them was a presumed citizenship that they were born in the District of Columbia. That's a United States citizen.
I've already said on this show, Dick, that I don't want to be a citizen, because what my understanding is a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
That's absolutely correct.
And from what I've seen, several Supreme Court decisions, Mark Stevens over at AdventuresInLegalLand.com has laid this out pretty clear. There have been several Supreme Court decisions that have reaffirmed over and over again that the government, state, local, federal, governments have no obligation whatsoever to provide anybody with anything, any of their citizens. They have no obligation to even provide them with the most basic protection services. You know, they claim they protect and serve. They have no obligation to even show up when you call. You can't sue them if they don't, because there's no obligation. So if there's no obligation, therefore, there is no citizen, right?
That's absolutely correct. Now,
well,
let me tell you.
Wouldn't that mean that we're subjects, Dick? Wouldn't that mean we're subjects?
Well, not necessarily. Let me tell you why. Because Congress, the day before the 14th Amendment was, and this is all, you can just go into the congressional record and see it, Congress provided what is called remedy and recourse. And the remedy and the recourse was incorporated into what is known as 15 statutes at large, Chapter 249, which is entitled Rights of an American Citizen in Foreign States. That's the title of 15 Chapters of Life, Chapter 249. Now, in that, you will see very specifically the right of expatriation. And the right of expatriation is now contained very cleverly in the notes to the U.S. Code, Title 8 of the United States Code. Mm-hmm. You can put it into Google, 8 U.S.C. 1481. And you go to the notes on 1481, and look, why don't you read it for me?
Under the rights of expatriation, RS Section 1990, provided that, whereas the right of expatriation is a natural and inherent right of all people, indispensable to the enjoyment of the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and whereas in the recognition of this principle, this government has freely received immigrants from all nations, and invested them with the rights of citizenship, whereas it is claimed that such American citizens with their descendants are subjects of foreign states owing allegiance to the governments thereof, whereas it is necessary to the maintenance of public peace that this claim of foreign allegiance should be promptly and finally disavowed. Therefore, any declaration, instruction, opinion, order, or decision of any officer of the United States which denies, restricts, impairs, or questions the right of expatriation is declared inconsistent with the fundamental principles of the Republic.
So, all right, what does that mean?
Thank you very much.
Expatriation is a right.
It is a right of the
What does
Republic?
It mean to expatriate?
To leave a country.
Well, I don't want to leave.
Well, no, you don't have to. You don't have to.
That's what they always tell me. They always say, if you don't like it here, get out.
Well, then you show them what 1481 says. A2, please. You want to read A2 for me?
I don't know how much more I can take. I'm sorry, it's legalese.
A2 is rather short. So, hold on, just one second. It's way up here. Taking an oath or making an affirmation or other formal declaration of allegiance to a foreign state or a political subdivision thereof after having attained the age of 18 years or.
Bingo. All you have to do is take an oath.
Okay, so
most
what
people use an oath of purgatory. Now, oath of purgatory means you're purging your signature on all contracts that you have not knowingly, willingly, or intentionally entered into.
Like a lot of government
absolutely,
things where they're coercing me.
That's you're absolutely correct.
So, okay, so here's a question for you.
Yep.
Would it be possible to expatriate in the way of perhaps joining my own country of one? Can I withdraw from the citizenship game here in America and create the country of Ian and be a nation unto myself and not join any other? I don't want to join other governments, Dick. I'm not interested in playing their games.
You're absolutely correct now, but let me tell you what the actual Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, notice I said for, not of. Because the original Constitution was for the United, spelled with a lowercase u as an adjective describing the states united.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm serious.
He's right.
There's games played here, and it's very subtle. I call it sedition by syntax, because they change things around, words, and it's pulling a bull over the people's eyes.
Yeah, little things matter, right?
Absolutely
in
they matter.
In the legal world.
Sure. I mean,
is that why all the
semantic subterfuge.
What about the all caps thing, where you see...
Well, that's another issue. Don't get into that now, because let's go back to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution for the United States of America. And what it says the United States shall guarantee to each state a republican form of government. That means we are republics. We are not.
A democracy.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Democracy doesn't even appear. Democracy comes from, it's a compounding of two Greek words, demo, D-E-M-O, which means man, generally in Greek, and kration, K-R-A-T-I-N, which means rule, law, or control. Man's ruler. Now, that's what democracy is, man's rule.
I just want to be free, Dick. I'm not interested in joining another government or a republic or a democracy or anything like that.
Well, you're automatically a member of the republic, because New Hampshire is a republic. Well, we're guaranteed a republic.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but I don't really care. You know,
so you're an American. Now, under New Hampshire, if you are a sojourner here from another state, and you sojourn here, and you spend some time in this state, and you like it, you say, hey, I think I'll stay here.
Yeah.
Then you are defined under the New Hampshire Constitution as an inhabitant.
Okay.
Article 30 of Part 2 of the New Hampshire Constitution defines you as an inhabitant, not a citizen.
Okay, good.
So,
great.
And if you want to run for office, then you look at Article 11 of the Bill of Rights for the New Hampshire, and it's inhabitants that run,
I'll
not citizens.
So you don't even
but people don't
citizens.
Read it. I
yeah.
passed out literally thousands of copies
wow.
In my six years as a member of the General Court. The Constitution is... freely.
I'll be honest with you. I've only read one part, and it's the first paragraph, the very first paragraph that says that governments are by the consent of the governed.
That's correct.
And I don't consent, so I'm not a part of this government, right?
Absolutely not. No.
I love that. This guy's great.
Yeah.
No, but it, again, it's words, and words do have meaning.
Sure.
For example, let me use, again, the term United States. You have federal courts. Now, I have at the feature booth. Come down and see my feature booth.
I will come out there tomorrow.
I have a big sign.
I've done
feature outreach. It says every court in New Hampshire is operating in violation of the Constitution. You said, well, what do you mean? Well, that sign is there
yeah.
in order to
draw people in.
Yeah, you got it. Make them ask questions.
Because they aren't fully informing.
That's correct.
They're not telling the jury they can say no based
absolutely.
On their feeling about the law
absolutely.
And the statutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, anyway. The people who see that, well, what do you mean? I said, well, let the Constitution explain it for me. Let the Constitution explain it for me. And I show them a copy of the Constitution. So you look at Article 3, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, and you'll see that it says that admiralty jurisdiction is reserved for federal courts. It's not delegated to any state court. State courts do not have admiralty jurisdiction. You say, well, what's admiralty jurisdiction? Well, admiralty is contract. Everything is contract with admiralty. Admiralty law is contract.
Huh.
And that's specifically what has happened is in 1938.
Oh, my gosh. We are out of time.
We're out of time. Well, anyhow, the legal profession, together with the judiciary in their attempt to usurp, and which they have,
today,
you're correct, they have merged equity with law.
You know, Dick, we'll have to talk about more of these fine details some other time. I appreciate you sitting in here on Free Talk Live.
Enjoyed it so much.
Sir.
Thank you
we'll
for the opportunity.
We'll be back tomorrow night here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. See you then.
Oh, there's so much. I could go.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.